Broadcasting from Florida Tech, this is WFIT Melbourne, 89.5 FM. If you have been to a concert or a festival or seen a music video on the web in the last 6 months, you have probably seen a t-shirt that says, "To Write Love on Our Arms." WFIT is pleased to welcome the founder of To Write Love on Our Arms, Jamie Torkowski. Thank you.
Hey, Todd, it's good to be here.
Thank you so much for coming in today. Your organization has grown from a simple story to helping thousands of people around the world who are struggling with depression and suicide and addiction, you know, and you use some very creative ways. Can you talk about how it began?
Yeah, it started in 2006 just as an attempt to help a friend that was dealing with some of the issues you touched on. And I was living in Orlando at the time, and my friend Renee was denied entry into a local treatment center and ended up spending the next 5 days with some friends and myself. And I ended up writing a story about that time, those conversations, and kept coming back to this phrase that was in the story, which was to write love on her arms. And really, it was a goal, and it was the idea of believing that a better life was possible for her, that sobriety and healing and kind of starting over was possible for her. And posted that story on MySpace, and then we were just blown away by the response, not only to the story, but to the t-shirts we began to sell to raise money for her treatment, and just learned that so many people really all over the world struggle with these issues, and so many people feel alone. A lot of people who need help, they never take the first step. You know, a lot of people live with these secrets and these questions that they never ask, and we've just been on this amazing journey of kind of inviting people into this conversation, pointing people to hope and to help and to the idea that, hey, it's okay to be honest about these things.
Yeah, because I'm sure it can be such a dark time for people, and then, you know, there's nowhere to turn. So your organization provides and help and connects people and the right resources. Now, how did you come up with a t-shirt design? It's very striking.
Yeah. Oh, well, thanks. You know, I grew up around surfing in the surf industry, and prior to starting the organization, I worked as a sales rep at first for Quiksilver and then for Hurley. And so t-shirts was kind of all I ever knew. And even prior to that, my dad has sold t-shirts my whole life. And so that was kind of my one way I thought I could help, you know, was hey, we could sell some t-shirts to try to raise some money. And I ended up at a Coldplay show in March of 2006 and somehow got swept up in it and walked out of the show kind of committed to the two ideas of, hey, the story should have a home online. And what if we sell t-shirts? And the idea was the shirts should be black. And that was because the band was wearing black at the time. And we'll print the title on the outside in white. And that was because their shoes were white. It was the X and Y tour. And they all kind of had these matching, you know, uniforms. And then the other idea was to print the story inside the shirt so that it could sort of maybe be more than just a shirt.
Right. Now, music has always been a large component of your vision. And you work with the musicians and you've been on the Warped Tour several times and concerts. And, you know, how is your relationship with music?
Yeah. So it's interesting because a lot of people assume they sort of see it through the marketing lens of, hey, this is how people have discovered you, this is how people have found you. But we like to take it deeper than that and really believe there's a deeper connection than that. And I think music is allowed to be honest, you know? Songs are allowed to ask questions. Songs remind us it's okay to feel things, that it's just part of being alive. And we think that is a great introduction to the conversation we're trying to invite people into, is that, you know, songwriters have this unique gift. They have an outlet for their pain. And yet for a lot of us, we have our pain, but we don't really know if we're allowed to say it out loud. So we like to kind of make that connection. And then beyond that, you know, it has the, early on it was Switchfoot and Amberlynn were two bands that were, you know, highly recognized that supported us, and their fans became aware of what we were doing, and it's kind of grown ever since.
Now, you have built an incredible network on social media, and you're one of the early adopters of MySpace and having the website. How did that develop?
Yeah, so literally posted the story as a blog on MySpace, and it was kind of perfect timing because in 2006, it was just when people were starting to talk about MySpace or to end up on MySpace. And, you know, people give a lot of attention to the platforms, but I think we like to point out or maybe believe that just like it is on a stage at a venue, the interesting thing is what you place on that platform. You know, so we're thankful for things like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, even our own website. But I think the part that really counts is trying to, you know, communicate in ways that it's compelling and it moves people. And 'cause lots of businesses, lots of people have a Facebook page, but it doesn't necessarily make it super valuable or super interesting. Yeah. You know, so we're constantly trying to be a source of encouragement for people.
You know, I think sometimes a social network, it's almost like file sharing. You know, you have an idea and you transfer that file and it's uploaded by another group and then it uploaded to another group and that's how it shares.
Yeah.
I mean, you do an amazing job through social media and those platforms. Now, if we can talk about surfing for a moment here, because
sure.
I knew you grew up in Melbourne Beach, right?
Yeah.
Surfing and everything. And you sponsored a professional surfer, CJ Hobgood, on the world tour recently.
Yeah.
I mean, that was pretty remarkable.
Yeah, to my knowledge, we were the only nonprofit ever to be the main sponsor of you know, someone on the world tour. CJ's one of my best friends. We graduated from Satellite High School together. His twin brother, Damien, is a good friend as well. And that was really a dream come true. And we had a lot of fun working on it. And for us, I think, you know, these are issues that affect people and we love to go where people go. We love to meet people where they are, whether that's online, whether that's the realm of music. And surfing happened to be another one where we just had these unique relationships.
Right.
And it was, like I said, it was a lot of fun to work on. There was a lot of good that came from it. Yeah, it was definitely a...
I remember seeing pictures of CJ's board and had two right love on our arms on the board. And he's standing there at Pipeline or in Fiji, you know, surfing these incredible waves. And there's your logo right there.
Yeah, it was pretty special. And there's a bunch of photos that I'll kind of cherish forever, you know.
So your organization is also very involved in activities and things like that. And you have a special run coming up this weekend, a 5K run at Satellite Beach, right?
We do. It's our second annual Run For It 5K. And one interesting thing we were talking about earlier, but, you know, obviously we did it a year ago and had a great turnout, had close to 600 people who came out to be a part of it. And then this year we've opened it up. It's actually my mom had this idea to make it available to people everywhere. And so we have close to 1,000 people that have signed up across the country and even in 5 or 6 other countries as well. So, you know, a bunch of us will be running in Satellite Beach and then other people will be joining us around the world.
So, and that's the second annual Run For It 5K run on Saturday, April 19th, this coming weekend in Satellite Beach. If people would like information, how can they register?
They can come to our website, TWLOHA.com. They can go to the running zone or they can just show up Saturday morning.
Show it. What's, what is it? It's, I see 7 a.m. So they can show up
early
morning to sign up for the 5K run. I mean, this is the second annual one, right?
And one, I just want to mention one. So Run For It is kind of a curious title, and it was really the idea of inviting people to run for a reason, and really, you know, we have people running in memory of someone they lost to suicide. Maybe it's someone it's a family member who's struggling with addiction, and so we're just really inviting people, you know, in the context of what we're about and this conversation, inviting people to run for a reason.
Yeah. Now, I was wondering if you can talk about some of the recent tragic events that have been in the news recently. There's been some horrendous shootings across the country recently, and this has put extra spotlight on treatment and in counseling and care for people who are struggling. Do you see an increase in awareness of mental health issues with your organization?
Yeah, you know, I think maybe the biggest single question that we exist around is this question of, as people, what do we do with our pain? And we all get to answer that question in our own lives. And I think we cope in ways that are healthy and we cope in ways that are unhealthy, and we all get to make choices, you know? And so we're all for the attention on mental health treatment. Of course, it's tragic and it's heartbreaking at times what it takes to have that conversation, you know? What you mentioned, it's examples of people making horrible, painful, terrible choices, perhaps out of their own pain and out of their own need. And so certainly we, you know, we're huge fans of the light being shown on, you know, hey, the idea that people need help. And I think, you know, we've learned that most people who need help, even specific to depression, 2 out of 3 people who struggle with depression, they never get help for it. And I think it just points to the reality that so many people live alone when it comes to their struggles. And really all the work we're doing is the idea that we should be allowed to be honest, and whatever help you need, it's okay. You deserve that help.
Yeah. I think when people get caught in that black hole and they can't see a way out and they just have the entire burden on themselves, and your organization provides an outlet where they can get connected with treatment and get connected with help. If people are listening right now and they would like, you know, to help themselves or help a loved one, what can they do right now?
Yeah, I think the first thing we point to is just the need for honest relationships and honest conversations. We talk a lot about professional help. We point to those resources. We give to those resources. But I think we talk just as much about the need for a support system and the idea that all of us need and deserve a community. And so often I think it just starts with that question, how are you? And, you know, wondering, are there people in your life, in my life, who get to ask us that question, who get to sit with us as we answer that question? So in a way, we're constantly pointing away from the organization and kind of pointing back to the places people live and the folks they do life with, and just saying, hey, what would it look like to have a few people who go with you on this journey, people you can be honest with? And if your needs are greater than what they can provide, to know it's okay to sit with a counselor. It's okay to step into treatment. And, you know, certainly our website is there as well if people want to learn more.
Now, you do a lot of work on college campuses, too, and doing outreach there. How successful is that for you?
Yeah, there's two things that come to mind. We have over 80 student-led chapters on college campuses across the country. We call those university chapters or U chapters. And it's really been passionate students who want to bring this conversation to their campus and to the folks they go to school with. And then I spend a lot of time personally, and not just me, we have a couple other guys as well, but just opportunities to come talk about these issues and to kind of take a couple hours. We almost always bring a musician who kind of comes in and plays a few songs so that it's not just a cold lecture. But we get so many opportunities to sit and over the course of an hour or two, just invite people into the conversation. Always ends with a time of Q&A. We get to highlight the counseling resources on that campus so that, you know, people are made aware of, hey, if you're here, if you're struggling, this is where you go. You know, more often than not, it's free, it's confidential, it's kind of best case scenario. So yeah, we love, you know, you guys can relate. We're sitting here at Florida Tech. It tends to be an open-minded group where you can kind of talk about anything, and we love those open doors.
Right. And if you're away from home, I suppose you don't have, you know, your mom and dad aren't there to help you, or your brothers and sisters, you know, you feel kind of lost in a big school and there's a lot of people.
So. Yeah. It can be a challenging time for a lot of people, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I'm speaking with Jamie Torkowski, the founder of Two Right Love on Our Arms, and there's a very special 5K race on Saturday in Satellite Beach. Run for it, 5K race, the second annual. Are you going to run?
I am. So I grew up playing basketball and surfing. I actually came to basketball camp here at FIT a bunch of years ago, but I've never been a runner. Like, to me, unless I was chasing a ball or an airplane, it never made any sense to me. But I'm trying.
So you've been training for
this. I ran a mile and a half last night and felt good and felt, but I'm going to run one or two more times.
Get up to maybe,
but it's
5K.
Neat. You know, my mom is walking. Like, it's, you know, I think it's neat that people are doing it on their own terms,
right.
You know.
And so I take it they wouldn't have to be a runner, right? I mean, just families can come out and
participate. No, you know, it's, for us, it's really about the heart behind it and just the idea of, as a community, inviting people into this conversation. There's some people who run all the time. They take it very seriously. They want to win. They'll probably run next weekend and the weekend after. And for other people, it's new for them. And we welcome all those folks.
And people can still register for the race.
Yes, through our site, through the Running Zone, or just show up on Saturday.
All right. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. It was pleasure to talk with you.
Thanks for having me.
We've been speaking with Jamie Torkowski, the founder of Two Right Love on Our Arms. If you would like more information on them, you can visit
TWLOHA.com.
All right. Thank you so much for coming
in. Thanks, Tom.
This is WFIT Melbourne 89.5 FM.